我们今天下午来谈约瑟的昌盛。
This afternoon, we're going to talk about the prosperity of Joseph.
今天我们谈到约瑟，他从十七岁以后，就受苦。
This morning, we talked about how Joseph faced suffering since he was 17 years old.
本来是一个品德相好的青年。
Originally, he was a good youth.
也是相当敬畏神的人。
And he was someone who feared God.
没想到被他的哥哥出卖，去当奴隶。
He wouldn't think that he would be sold by his brothers to become a slave.
他非常的尽心来忠于他的主人。
He diligently served his master.
没有想到又被他主人的太太陷害，被关在监狱里面。
He didn't think that he would be put into prison by his master's wife.
一连串的挫折对一个人来讲，这是相当难以接受的。
All these sufferings for a person to face it's hard for a person to face.
我们看到很多人因为看到很多就是好像不公义的、不公平的一种待遇。
Many people when they face unfair situations.
所以很多人就对神产生怀疑。
They start to doubt God.
到底有没有神的存在？到底神是不是公义的神？
They question whether God truly exists, whether God is a fair God.
我们来看马拉基斯第二章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基斯第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
十七节。
Verse 17.
马拉基斯二章十七节
Malachi chapter 2 verse 17
说你们用言理反锁神你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢因为你们说凡行恶的神看为善并且他喜悦他们或者说公义的神在哪里呢我们看到说这个犹大国末期的时候，很多社会上不公的事情。
I saw at this time there are many things that were unfair in this society.
哈巴古先知就对神说神啊，社会充满那么多不公义的，你怎么都好像没有看到
？Habakkuk told God that in society there are so many things that are unfair. How come you have not seen this?
马拉基先知说当时的时代很多人说公义的神在哪里呢
？Prophet Malachi said that at that time, many people would ask where the fair God is.
神都把那个行恶的人看为善。
That all these God has forgotten these people.
而且喜悦他们。
And he delights in them.
我们看三章的马拉基是三章的十四节。
Also in Malachi chapter 3 verse 14.
马拉基书三章十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
说你们说侍奉神是徒然的，遵守神所吩咐的，在万军的神面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？有的人说这样拜神还要受苦那有什么用？拜神是徒然的。
Many people say that we worship God, we serve God, but also face sufferings. What is the use of this?
他们说狂傲的人有福了，行恶的人得见利了。
And they said that, in verse 15, that those who do wickedness are raised up.
所以这是一般人很容易因为看到一些苦难。神好像没有及时帮助他们，所以对神产生很多的不满。
Many people when they face these situations and God did not help them, then they feel that God is unfair.
但是如果真正敬畏神的人他会晓得说一切的遭遇都是神在神的安排之下。
But those who truly worship God will realize that all of these things happen under the will of God.
所以诗篇里面说我知道一切都是在神的手中所以我只有在神的面前就默然不已。
In the book of Psalms, it says that we know everything is in the hands of God.
因为神的意念是高过人的意念。
Because God's ways are higher than our ways.
保罗曾经讲过一句话说万事互相效力，要让爱神的人得益处。
Paul once said that good comes to those who love the Lord.
所以这个万事都包括那个顺利的环境或者逆境困难的环境。
And all of these things include all the difficulties and
sufferings. 如果是出于神的，不管神安排我们在任何的环境当中。
If this is from God, no matter what situation God puts us in.
然后我们主要敬畏神啊，最后的结果对我们是有好处的。
As long as we worship God, the final result will be good for us.
因为神要借这个环境来造就我们呢。
Because through our environment, God will save us.
我们看到。约瑟从被卖一直到宰相啊，这十三年当中
，We see that Joseph from the time he was being sold to being governor,
他一直都在受苦
，He kept suffering.
但是他没有听到神的一句话
，But he did not hear one word from God.
神没有跟他讲什么
，God did not say anything to him.
但是只有神在暗中当中啊，跟他同在
，But in the silence, God was with him.
啊，让他在这个受苦的环境当中啊。还是有神同在，凡事能够得到顺利。
That among his suffering, God still abided with him, and
所以在人来看呢、啊，就是一个很不幸的遭遇。
From the perspective of man, this seems unfair.
啊，但是哪里知道这个是神安排一个非常好的机会。
But actually, this is an opportunity arranged by God.
因为神让他的这个小时候做的这个梦境啊。一步一步啊，啊就接近了实现。
Because God allowed this dream Joseph had as a child to.
波利瓦是那个法老的副卫长。
Potiphar was an official of.
啊，后来到了监狱啊，那个监狱不是普通的监狱。
And the prison Joseph was in was not any prison.
是王的监狱。
It was the prison of the king.
也就是那些啊得罪王的人，一些大臣呐、啊。啊、被关的地方。
Those government officials who have offended the Pharaoh who would be put there.
啊，所以让我们看到说啊，虽然是不幸的环境啊，不好的环境，但是却让他啊跟越来越跟法老王的关系越来越有机会亲近了、
啊。You can see that although this was an unfortunate situation, but Joseph became closer and closer to the Pharaoh.
啊、他在这个监狱当中啊，说有机会去服侍这个酒正跟膳长。
While Joseph was in prison, he had the opportunity to serve the butler and.
因为他们一时间，因为他们得罪了王啊，所以被关在这个监狱里面。
Because they have offended the king, they were put into this prison.
所以管监狱的人就把这个两个人呐、啊，就教约瑟说你要去服侍他们。
So the guards told Joseph that he needs to serve them.
而耶稣自己本身在那个监狱苦难当中
，Joseph himself was in the prison，
但是他能够忘记，能够超越自己的困苦
，But he was able to forget and overcome his sufferings，
又能够用爱心去关怀别人，去服侍别人
，And he was able to use his love to show his concern for others，、
啊、所以就给他带来一个很好的机会
，So this brought him a good opportunity、
啊。那有一天呢、啊，他看到这个酒正跟膳长两个人呢、啊，啊。闷闷不乐。
One day he saw the butler and the baker.
所以耶稣就关心他们。
So Joseph showed concern for them.
到底你们今天呢、啊？为什么好像心情很苦闷
？Why is it today that you seem down？
啊，他们说啊，我们昨天晚上啊，同时做了一个梦。
They said last night we both had a dream.
啊，但是这个梦对我们很困扰，我们不晓得这个梦是什么意思。
But these dreams are troubling us, and we do not know what they mean.
耶稣说啊，解梦不是出于神吗
？And Joseph said, "Aren't these interpretations belonging to God?"
哈、啊，所以你们只把你们的梦讲出来啊，神会让你们明白你们梦的意思。
So tell me your dreams, and God will interpret them.
啊，那个酒正就讲了。
So the butler told him.
他说啊，我梦到啊那个葡萄树啊，有三个枝子。
He said in his dream there is a vine
and there are branches. 很多很多的葡萄，满满的，非常的多。
And it brought forth clusters of ripe grapes.
啊，我就拿着那个王的杯。
And I took Pharaoh's cup.
啊，然后把那个葡萄汁就葡萄啊，就汁啊，就挤在这个杯里面。
I took the grapes and I pressed them into Pharaoh's cup.
啊，然后把它送给王。
And I placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand.
耶稣说啊，你这个三个葡萄汁就是三天。
Joseph said that these three branches are 3 days.
所以三天以后啊，王会叫你啊离开这个监狱。
Within 3 days, Pharaoh will let you leave this prison.
你会回到本来的工作。
And you will be restored.
在王的面前啊，继续当酒正来服侍他。
And you will continue to be the butler for the Pharaoh to serve.
结果那个膳长听了以后，觉得哇，这个梦解得很好哎。
When the baker heard the interpretation, he thought that this was a good
dream. 他说我做的梦是这样啊。
And this was my dream.
我头上顶着三筐的那个三个篮子的饼。
On my head, there were three baskets.
本来那个饼是要烤给王吃的。
Originally, these big goods were for the Pharaoh.
那是有飞鸟来就把这个饼就吃掉了。But
then there were birds who came onto my head and ate them.
耶稣说，你这个梦也三个篮子也是三天。And
Joseph said these three baskets also represent 3 days.
三天以后啊，王会把你提出去，还会把你杀掉。After
3 days. The Pharaoh will hang you and kill you.
挂在那个树上,
and hang you on the tree.
还有飞鸟会来吃你的身体,
and the birds will eat the flesh from you.
这三天以后，这个梦境就照耶稣所指示的，就这样实现了。After
3 days, everything Joseph interpreted came to pass.
耶稣可能为酒正解梦的时候,
when Joseph was interpreting the dream for the
butler, 他想说啊, 这个酒正他会回到王的面前。
He thought that the butler would return to the Pharaoh.
所以可能就是神派来给我，救我出监狱的天使一样。
He thought this could be like an angel God has sent me to take me out of prison.
所以他对这个酒正说，
So he told the butler,
当你出监的时候，你要纪念我。
Once you leave this prison, you have to remember me.
因为我是无辜被骗来到这里。
Because I was tricked and then I came here.
他没有说啊，是被我的哥哥把我们出卖掉的。
He didn't say that he was sold by his brothers.
他说我是被拐骗来的。
That I was tricked.
事实上我都没有做过什么不好的事情。
That I did not do anything wrong.
我让他以为说啊，这是神给他的一个机会，替酒正解梦。
He thought that this was an opportunity given by God to interpret the dream for the butler. The butler returned to the Pharaoh.
这个酒正啊，因为纪念耶稣的恩情啊，就来为他说一点情。
And the butler, because he would remember Joseph, he would mention him to the
Pharaoh. 他很可能认为说，这就是神给我的机会，我可以出监狱了。
He might have thought that this was an opportunity given by God for him to leave the prison.
那你知道说这个酒正啊，出监狱以后啊，什么都忘记，忘得光光了。
But he wouldn't have thought that the butler left prison and forgot Joseph.
这个不是那个酒正啊，故意忘掉。
It wasn't that the butler purposely forgot.
也不是他不晓得耶稣的恩情。
And it wasn't that he didn't understand Joseph's feelings. And it wasn't that the butler did not like him. That he wouldn't mention him to the Pharaoh. The only reason was because God's timing was not here yet. Because God has his perfect timing.
所以神造万物啊，说让他按照各时成为美好。
That when God created the world, he saw that everything was good.
所以那个 timing 那个时机啊，非常重要。
So the timing of God is very important.
就如果那个时候啊，酒正跟他说情啊，他就回去出监了，可能他就回去了。
If at that time the butler mentioned Joseph's name to the Pharaoh and Joseph left,
回去要做什么？就是回去牧羊啊。
And Joseph returned and to be a shepherd.
这个不是神安排的时机啊。But
this was not the time arranged by God.
那个时候耶稣也不晓得为什么他会忘记掉我。At
that time, Joseph was also not sure why he would forget.
他每天在那边盼望，一天一天就过去。Every
day he was hoping and days would pass.
但是一下子又过了两年。
And then 2 years passed.
他在这两年当中继续一样，在监狱里面受苦。
Within these 2 years, the same thing, Joseph kept suffering in the prison.
但是他只有在那边默默的等待。
But he just waited there silently.
所以圣经里面说，我们要耐性等候神。
The Bible says that we have to wait patiently for God.
因为高举在神，机会也是神赐的。
Because God gives us the opportunities.
所以两年的时间到了，这神给他一个机会。
After 2 years, God gave him an opportunity.
法老王做了一个梦。
Pharaoh had a dream.
他梦见了、哦、这个河边啊，有七只很肥很壮的牛在那边吃草。
He dreamt that by the bank there were seven cows eating grass.
啊，他又从这个河边啊，又出来啊，七只啊又瘦又干的牛。
And then he saw that there were seven cows were ugly and
thin. 他说从来都没有看过那么瘦那么丑的牛啊。
He has never seen cows that were so ugly and so thin.
啊，但是这七只啊又瘦又干的牛就把前面又肥又大的牛就把它吃下去了。
And the seven thin cows ate the seven fat cows.
啊，吃下去以后啊，说看不吃有吃下东西的样子，还是瘦瘦干干的。
After the cows ate the fatter cows, they it seemed like they didn't eat any.
啊，法老王就醒过来。
And Pharaoh awoke.
啊，他又做了一个梦。
And then he had another dream.
梦到说有一个麦子啊，啊有七个麦穗。
He dreamt that there was there were seven heads of grain from.
啊，长得又肥又大。
They were plump and good.
非常的饱满。
They were plump.
啊，另外有七个麦穗啊。啊、又瘦又干。
And then there were seven thin heads.
啊，结果那个又瘦又干的麦穗就把那个又肥又饱满的穗子统统把它吃下去了。
The heads of grain that were thin devoured the heads of grain that were plump.
啊，吃下去以后还是瘦瘦干干的。
After they devoured them, they were still thin.
啊，结果法老做了这个两个梦以后啊，他就感到啊很不安呐、啊，这到底什么意思啊？
After Pharaoh had these two dreams, he felt uneasy and wondered what they meant.
他就把那个王宫里面的一些啊一些行法式的一些宗教领袖啦，还有一个有智慧人就找来。
He called all of those with wisdom in front of him.
啊，没有人能够为他解答。
And nobody was able to interpret the dream.
那个时候，神才让这个酒政啊想起来。
At that time, God allowed the butler to remember.
他说啊，我有罪了。
He said, I have sinned.
我在监狱里面的时候啊，有一个希伯来人为我解梦。
While I was in prison, there is a Hebrew who interpreted my dream for me.
啊，但是我都把他忘记掉了。
But I have forgotten him.
啊，所以他就在王的面前啊，把这个事情提起来。
So in front of the Pharaoh, he brought up this issue.
啊，王就派人赶快到监狱里面把耶稣提出来。
So Pharaoh sent people to bring Joseph out of prison.
那啊，就让他梳头洗脸哦，啊，把他带到法老王的面前。
And they bathed him and brought him in front of Pharaoh.
法老就对他说啊，听说你会解梦啊。
Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I heard that you can interpret dreams."
耶稣说，不是，这解梦是出于神。
Joseph said, "It is not me that God is."
啊，神会把那个平安的信息啊，啊来告诉你。
That God will give him an answer of peace.
所以耶稣知道说啊，这个不是靠他的能力，而是出于神。
Joseph knew that this wasn't because of his own ability.
啊，把一切的荣耀都归给神。
That he gave all glory to God.
啊，后来王就把他的梦啊啊告诉耶稣。
So Pharaoh told Joseph his dream.
结果耶稣就为他讲解啊。
And Joseph interpreted it for him.
我们看创世纪四十一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 25.
四十一章二十五节。
41:25.
耶稣对法老说：“法老的梦乃是一个，神你将啊所要做的事指示法老了。”二十六节。
26.
七只好母牛是七年，七个好穗子也是七年。这梦乃是一个，那随后上来的七只又干瘦又丑陋的母牛是七年，那七个虚空被东风吹焦的穗子也是七年，都是七个方年。二十八节。
28.
这就是我对法老所说的，神你将所要做的事情显明给法老了。二十九。
29.
埃及遍地必来七个大丰年，随后又来七个荒年，甚至在埃及地啊，都忘了先前的丰收，田地被饥荒所灭，因那以后的饥荒甚大，便不及先前的丰收了。至于法老两回做梦，是因为神命定这个事 而且必数世成就。33节。
Verse 33。
所以花郎当选一个有聪明有智慧的人，派他治理埃及地。花郎当这样行，又派官吏管理这地。当七个丰年的时候，征收埃及地的五分之一，叫他们把将来丰年一切的食物、一切的粮食聚敛起来，积蓄五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。所积蓄的粮食可以防备埃及将要来的七个荒年，免得这地啊被饥荒所灭。好，那这个是耶稣啊替法老所解的梦。
This was the interpretation Joseph gave to Pharaoh.
说神已经把要发生的事情指示法老王了。
That God has already told Pharaoh what was going to happen.
所以接下来埃及地会有七个丰年。
After this, there would be 7 years.
粮食很多。
There would be 7 years of good harvest.
接下来就是七年的饥荒。
But after that, there would be 7 years of famine.
那个饥荒很大。
And the famine will be great.
所以你要找一个有智慧的人把丰收的所有粮食啊，统统聚起来。
So you need to find someone with wisdom to collect all this harvest.
来防备啊，接下来的七个饥荒年。
To prepare for the 7 years of famine.
那个时候啊，法老跟王宫里面的大臣啊，他们都觉得说啊，这个梦解得很好。
And at that time, Pharaoh and everybody in the kingdom thought that this interpretation.
法老王就说，耶稣有神的灵在他身上。
Pharaoh said that Joseph has spiritual wisdom from God.
有聪明智慧，他说我从哪里再去找像这样的人呢？
Joseph has wisdom, and where would I find someone like him?
所以他就马上下令啊，高升耶稣做埃及国的宰相。
So immediately he promoted Joseph to be the governor of Egypt.
给他穿上细麻衣，给他戴上金链。
He gave him a robe and jewelry.
然后把那个戒指啊戴在他手上。
And gave him a ring.
他可以用王的命令来发布命令管理埃及国。
That using the name of Pharaoh, he could rule over Egypt.
又派车啊让他巡视各地。
And allowed him to go throughout the land.
他说一个囚犯啊，经过13年的苦啊，但是一夕之间呐。神就把他高升成为全埃及国的宰相。
After going through 13 years of suffering, at this time God promoted Joseph and made him governor.
这是让人没有办法想象的。
This is something that nobody could think
of. 所以神让耶稣所遭遇到的环境，即使是一步一步在训练他，要让他能够承担以后的工作。
All the suffering Joseph went through was God's way, step by step, to prepare him for this, for being governor.
所以虽然受苦那么久，又都被关了2年。
Although he suffered for so long and was in prison for 2 years.
哪里知道这一切都有神美好的旨意，美好的安排。
He wouldn't have thought that this was the perfect will and timing of God.
所以我们说到一个敬畏神的人神说不会把说他的好处不会在神以外。
When we talk about people who worship God,
所以神都把最大的好处、最好的机会留给那些敬畏他的人。
God will save his perfect will for those who worship Him.
所以万事互相效力叫爱神的人能够得益处。
That good will come to those who who worship God.
当然神给耶稣有智慧来处理这个埃及国的事务。
God gave Joseph wisdom to rule over the land of Egypt.
这个我们就省略不谈。
And we won't discuss this right now.
我们来看这个创世纪42章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 42.
45节。
Verse
41章45节。
Chapter 41, verse 45.
创世纪41章45节。
Genesis chapter 41 verse 45。
说法老赐名给约瑟叫沙巴纳瑞巴内巴内亚又将安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿亚西娜给他为妻。 耶稣就出去先行埃及地。好，那这里讲到耶稣啊，三十岁的时候啊，被高升为宰相。
It says here when Joseph was 30 years old, he became governor.
法老王啊，就把一个祭司的女儿啊，赐给约瑟当妻子。
Pharaoh gave Joseph the daughter of a priest.
后来约瑟的妻子啊，为他生了两个儿子。
Joseph's wife had two sons.
他的两个儿子啊，约瑟给他们命名啊。
His two sons, Joseph named.
这都有意思的。
And their names have meanings.
我们看41章的50节。
Let's look at chapter 41, verse
50. 41章50节。
Verse 50.
说方年未到以前，安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿亚西娜，给约瑟生了两个儿子。51节。
51.
约瑟给长子起名叫马拿西，就是使他忘掉了吧。因为他说，谁使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。52节。他给次子起名叫以法莲，就是使之昌盛的意思。因为他说，谁使我在受苦的地方昌盛。好，神是给约瑟两个儿子。
God gave Joseph two sons.
这个耶稣啊，就把大儿子起名叫做马拿西。
Joseph named his eldest son Manasseh.
马拿西的意思就是忘掉吧。
Manasseh means forgotten.
因为他十几年来，十三年来啊，还一直都受苦。
Because Joseph has suffered for 13 years.
虽然他思念自己的家，但是没有回去的机会。
Although he missed his father's house, he never got the opportunity to return.
他不晓得父亲怎么样，家人怎么样了。
He did not know how his father was.
自己一个人孤单的在埃及的地方。
He was by himself in Egypt.
那个时候有了这个儿子以后，他说马拿西。
After he had the son and named him Manasseh.
意思就是说，希望啊，我把我的那些苦难啊，都能够忘记掉。
It means that God has made him forget all his toil in his father's house.
忘记啊，哥哥们给他的伤痕。
To forget the pain caused by his brothers.
忘记为奴的苦，还有受监的苦。
Forget his past sufferings and toil.
但是我们知道啊，虽然立志忘记啊，很多的事情啊，好像一个痕迹印在那里啊，那永远消除不掉的。
We know that we may forget some things, but these things,
虽然立志把苦难忘记掉，
although we may forget the sufferings,
虽然立志把哥哥给他的伤痕忘记掉，
although temporarily he forgot the pain his
但是每当他叫他儿子马拿西的时候，这些苦难又跑出来了。
But every time he calls his son Manasseh, all these sufferings come
back. 因为是忘不掉的。
Because it is something that he cannot forget.
所以立志忘掉一切的苦。
For God has made me forget all my.
另外给第二个儿子叫做以法莲。
His second son was named Ephraim.
以法莲就是昌盛的意思。
Ephraim means fruitfulness.
所以他立志说忘掉神，我所遭遇到的苦。
That on one hand, he's forgetting the suffering.
他也想到说，我虽然在这个苦难当中。
But he thought, although among all the suffering,
你看神看顾我，赐福给我。
God has taken care of me and blessed
me. 让我在这个受苦之地呀，昌盛起来。
That in this land of suffering, that I have become.
我是一个奴隶，是一个囚犯。
I was a slave.
哪里能够当一个宰相？
And now I am a governor.
能够得到这么大的尊荣。
To earn such high respect.
所以他对神给他的恩惠啊，恩情啊，他不敢忘记。
So he dare not forget all the blessings that God has given.
所以他给他儿子叫做以法莲。
So he named his son Ephraim.
因为神啊，让我在受苦的地方啊，得到昌盛。
For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
苦难当中啊，有神的恩典。
To have God's grace among all the
affliction. 希望把一切的苦难都忘记掉。
Wishes to forget all the sufferings.
但是啊，对神的恩典啊，一点都不敢忘记。
But he would dare not forget all the blessings from God.
要常常存着感恩的心呢。
So always have a thankful heart.
这是耶稣对两个儿子的命名。
These are the names that Joseph has named his son.
后来耶稣他年轻的时候所做的梦啊，后来这个梦境啊，就渐渐的实现了。
The dreams that Joseph had when he was younger slowly came to pass.
因为当时不只是埃及啊，在当地附近的地方啊，都同样的遇到大饥荒。
At that time, not only Egypt had a famine, but also all the surrounding areas.
当然，雅各家所住的迦南地还是遇到大饥荒。
Of course, where Jacob lived in the land of Canaan, there was also a famine.
他们听说埃及有粮食。
They heard that there was food in the land.
所以雅各就叫他的儿子说：“你们要去埃及啊，帮我们买一些粮食回来。”
Jacob called his sons to go to Egypt to buy some food.
所以哥哥们呢，就来到埃及。
So the brothers came to Egypt.
结果他们来了以后啊，就在耶稣的面前啊，他们就跪着伏在那里。
When they came to Egypt, they bowed in front of Joseph.
因为耶稣啊，一看就是，哎，这就是我的哥哥们。
When Joseph saw them, immediately he recognized they were his brothers.
但是他们看不出耶稣来。
But they could not recognize Joseph.
十几年前呢，耶稣是一个十七岁的小孩子。
Years ago, Joseph was a 17-year-old.
只是一个牧羊人的装扮。
He was just a shepherd.
他们怎么想都不会想到说，站在他们面前的，穿着华丽的衣服啊，非常有权威的这个人呐，就是他们的弟弟。
They would never think that this governor in front of them would be their younger brother.
他们再怎么想啊，都不会想象得到的。
No matter how much they thought, they would never think of this.
耶稣看到他的哥哥啊，跪在那里的时候。
When Joseph saw his brothers. Bowing there,
他就想到年轻的时候所做的两个梦。
He thought of the two dreams he had when he was younger.
所以他就假装不认识他们。
So he pretended to not recognize them.
对他的哥哥啊，就讲了很严厉的话。
And he was very strict with his brothers.
说你们一定是当间谍的。
He said that you are spies.
他要来窥探这个埃及地。
You've come to see the nakedness of this land.
其实耶稣啊，明明知道他的哥哥啊，就是牧羊人呐。
Even though Joseph knew that his brothers were just shepherds.
但是他就说，你们就是间谍，我讲的没有错。
But he said that you are spies.
当然，做间谍啊，不是好玩的。
Of course, it is not a joke to be a spy.
在古时候啊，可能这个都要受很，你如果被定为间谍啊，可能都要受到很严厉的惩罚。
In the past, if you were found to be a spy, you would receive harsh punishment.
为什么耶稣要这样对待他们？
Why did Joseph want to treat them
我想不是说误待他们，或者是要报复。
I don't think it was for Joseph to seek revenge.
虽然他的口气很严厉，但是啊，他应该有存心要试试他的哥哥的味道。Although
he was very firm, he wanted to forgive his brother.
所以这些他的哥哥就说啊， 我们不是间谍了。His
brother said, "We are not spies."
我们都是同样一位父亲的孩子。We
are sons of the same father.
我们有十二个兄弟。We
have 12 brothers.
有一个啊，不见了。One
has disappeared.
最小的还在父亲那里。The
youngest one is still with our father.
耶稣说：“我讲你们是间谍，没有错啊。”Joseph
said, "I said you are spies."
除非你们回去啊，一个人回去把你的小弟弟带来，不然我不相信你们讲的话。Unless
one of you returns to bring your younger brother, then I do not believe you.
他说：“本来要把他们全部关起来。”Originally,
he wanted to put them all in prison.
当然也给他们关了三天了。He
did put them in prison for 3 days.
第三天了，然后就跟他们讲说。 你们九个人可以回去。On
the third day, Joseph said, "The 9 of you can return."
然后留下一个人，就把那个西面啊，把他捆绑。And
he kept Simeon.
然后把他留在那里。And
he kept him in prison.
叫他们说啊，你们赶快带着粮食啊，回去救你们的饥荒。He
said to take the food and return.
但是记得你们来的时候啊，要把那个小弟弟带来。
But remember when you return to bring your youngest brother.
如果不带来的话，你们就没有办法见我的面。If
you do not bring him, you will not see my face.
结果，可能这个哥哥啊，被他关了三天以后啊，他们心里就开始挣扎了。
after his brothers were put in prison for 3 days, they started to reflect.
他们就在讲啊，啊，我们曾经啊，把我们的弟弟啊，把他卖掉。
They were saying, in the past, we sold our younger brother.
啊，他们苦苦向我们哀求啊，我们却不理他。
Even though he pleaded with us, we ignored him.
所以他说啊，这个事情啊，现在报应在我们身上啊。
He said that this thing has come back to us.
那事实上，他们在讲话的时候啊，所用的湘潭，耶稣都听得懂。
And actually, when they were talking, Joseph understood them.
啊，主是耶稣那个时候跟他们讲话啊，都是啊经过翻译的。
But of course, at that time when Joseph was talking to them, it was through interpretation.
所以那个时候，耶稣啊，啊，因为想到以前的事情，还有看到他哥哥他们在那边心里自责啊，所以他就跑到里面啊，就哭了一场再出来。
At that time, Joseph remembered what happened in the past and heard his brother, so he went in and cried.
哦，我们如果把那个耶稣的哀哭啊，几处的哀哭，就把它列出来哈。
If we look at all the times that Joseph cried,
哦，我们也可以有一篇呐、啊，讲到哈、哦、耶稣的几处的哀哭。
We can also have a sermon.
啊，因为他看到他的哥哥啊，内心自责。
Because Joseph saw that his brothers were full of regret.
啊，所以他就转身退后啊，啊，在那哭了一阵，他才出来。
He turned around and cried before he came back out.
啊，最后把那个西面留下来，让他的哥哥们回去。
He kept Simeon and allowed the rest of his brothers to return.
啊，那他们哥哥们到了半路啊，啊，把那个袋子打开。
His brothers, when they're traveling, they opened their sacks.
啊，要拿那个。啊，粮食来喂驴的时候，发现说他们的银子啊，全部都在里面。
When they're taking out their food, they realize all their money was still there.
啊，他们的良心啊，更加不安。
And they were even more restless in their hearts.
后来回到家的时候
，When they return home,
啊，他们就把这个经过啊，就告诉他的父亲。
They told their father everything that happened.
啊，说那个人啊，那个那边那个人啊，嚯，非常的凶啊。
That person is very firm.
还告诉我们说，我们下一次啊，如果没有把弟弟带去啊，他就不把粮食卖给我们了。
He said that next time if we do not bring our youngest brother, he will not give us food.
但是雅各说啊，绝对不可以让这个便雅悯跟他们去。
Jacob said that he will not allow Benjamin to go with them.
啊，不过经过了一段时间，他们粮食已经吃完了。
But after a period of time, they finished all their food.
雅各说啊，你们再去帮我们买些粮食回来吧。
Jacob said that to go to Egypt to bring some food back.
雅各的儿子说啊，你如果不让弟弟跟我们走啊，我们就不去。
But the brother said that if you do not allow the youngest brother to come with us, we can't go.
啊，因为那个人说啊，如果弟弟不去啊，他就不见我们面。
Because that person said that if we do not bring our youngest brother, that he will not see our.
最后啊，这个犹大说啊，我保证把他带回来。
In the end, Judah promised to bring Benjamin.
啊，如果没有把弟弟带回来，我就永远担罪。
If I do not bring Benjamin back, I will take the blame.
雅各说：“好了好了，那你们就去吧。”
And Jacob said that they could go.
啊，你们要带一些礼物啊，去送给那个人。
To bring some gifts to give to him.
啊，如果啊，这个小儿子没有就没有了吧。
If the youngest brother is no more, then he's no more.
啊，结果他们真的就又来到约瑟的面前。
So they came again in front of Joseph.
啊，约瑟就叫人说，把他们带到房间里面。
And Joseph instructed people to bring them into a room.
啊，叫他的家宰说啊，准备饭食，这些人啊，中午要跟我吃饭。
And instructed people to bring them food that these people will eat with me.
约瑟的哥哥被带到房间了、啊，更加害怕。
And when his brothers were brought into the room, that they were even more afraid.
啊，他以为说啊，我们大概我们以前上一次那个钱没有付啊，啊，现在找我们的把柄吧。
And they thought that last time they did not pay the money, so this time.
他们就问那个家宰说，我们上一次啊，大概是弄错了，怎么钱都在我们包包里面
？And they told him, last time something must have happened because the money was
still
with
us. 啊，家宰说啊，没有了，你们的钱都收了啦，那是你们的神给你们的啦。
And he said that, now we have your money, that this money was given to you by God.
啊，当耶稣中午回来的时候啊，他们就预备了午饭在哪里。
When Joseph returned, they had a meal prepared.
耶稣把他的哥哥啊，从大的、二的，一个一个啊，按照那个次序啊，把他们排。
Joseph placed them in age order.
他的哥哥就很真的很好奇，很奇怪啊，怎么他知道我们这把我们排的这样
？His brothers were amazed that he was able to put them in the correct order.
后来他们在吃饭当中啊，约瑟就把食物又分给他们这样。
And they're eating. Joseph gave them food.
后来他们粮食装满以后要回去。
After they filled their sacks with food,
约瑟就故意叫家宰说：“你把那个银杯啊放在便雅悯的袋子。”
Joseph instructed them to put a silver cup into Benjamin's sack.
约瑟目的就是要试验他的哥哥是不是像以前一样。
The purpose of Joseph doing this was to test his brothers to see if they were still
the same. 没有兄弟之前。
Before his brother.
可能啊，约瑟想说啊，这些哥哥大概。啊、看到便雅悯的袋子有银杯，要被抓去当奴仆。
If the brothers saw that Benjamin had a silver cup in a sack and he would be taken as a
slave, 这些哥哥啊，可能就啊，大家都跑掉了。
That his brothers might just run away.
但是没想到啊，在搜查的时候，搜查到那个便雅悯袋子当中的杯子。
But he didn't think that when they found the silver cup in Benjamin's sack.
家宰就说啊。谁收到那个银杯啊，就要回去啊当仆人，其他的都可以回去。
They said whoever has the silver cup in their sack will remain as a slave, and the rest can return.
没有想到所有的哥哥啊，全部都回来了。
He didn't think that all of his brothers returned.
耶稣就说：“你们不知道我会，我会啊，磨算的吗？”
Joseph said, "Do you not know that I'm?"
你们怎么？我招待你们，你们还把我的银杯偷走
？That I welcomed you and you stole my silver cup.
结果他哥哥啊，那个时候就知道理亏了，这个就说那我们就通通留下来当仆人了。
And his brother said, "Then we will all remain as slaves."
有的说就让我弟弟回去我留下来了。
And some said, "Allow the youngest brother to return, and I'll stay."
尤其那个犹大最后出面跟约瑟讲了一段话非常感动人。
Especially Judah, and talked to Joseph, and it was
他说：“你让我讲几句话。”
He said, "Allow me to speak a few words."
上一次来的时候，你一直问我们的爸爸好不好。
Last time we were here, you kept asking whether our father was well.
问我们家里还有什么人
？And asked who else was in our family.
我们就老实告诉你了。
And we told you.
哪里想到说你要我们把小弟弟带来
？We would have thought that you wanted us to bring our youngest brother.
你知道他的哥哥已经不在了。
Do you know his older brother is no
more? 我的爸爸为他感到很痛心。
That my father's heart is broken.
这个弟弟如果再没有回去的话。
If this youngest brother does not return,
我爸爸的命啊，就跟这个孩子、这个小弟弟的命啊连在一起。
My father's life is connected to the life of this younger brother.
我爸爸如果没有看到这个弟弟的话，他一定只有悲悲惨惨下阴间呢。
If my father does not see this younger brother, then this is his life.
所以我们看到说那个兄弟那哥哥们那个时候已经改变。
And Joseph saw that his brothers have changed.
可能他们在出卖耶稣的时候，他们没有想到。
They did not think when they were selling Joseph.
把耶稣出卖了。
That they sold him.
没有想到他爸爸那个痛苦的情形，这是他们一辈子忘不了的。
They did not think that this pain they caused upon their father was something they cannot forget.
再怎么都没有办法受安慰。
That no matter what they did, he was not comforted.
所以他这些儿子看在眼里看到爸爸的相伤心。
So these sons, they saw the pain in their father's heart.
所以现在如果说便雅悯再不回去的话
，So now if Benjamin does not return,
可能我的爸爸他的命就保不住了。
And maybe my father's life will be no more.
所以耶稣看到他的哥哥真的是有改变。
So Joseph saw that his brothers truly did.
没有把这个便雅悯丢着，让他们就跑掉了。
They did not just leave Benjamin and return home.
一方面顾虑到父亲。
That they thought of their father.
一方面对这个弟弟有那个兄弟之情。
That they cared for their younger brother.
所以耶稣就在他们面前就跟他们相认了。
So Joseph told them who he was in front of them.
说你们进城来，我就是你们的弟弟约瑟。
Joseph said, "I am your younger brother, Joseph."
就是你们把我出卖的。
I'm the one you sold.
哇，那兄弟一听就。 没有想到啊，所以他们就惊吓了。
When his brothers heard this, they were shocked.
圣经里面说啊，心里冰凉啊，这个没有办法想象得到。
It says in their hearts that they, in the Bible, that they would never think this in their hearts.
不过耶稣就安慰他们。
So Joseph comforted them.
说你们不要因为把我卖到这里啊，自忧自愤。
Said that, even though you sold me here.
因为这是神的旨意啊，啊要让我先来这里。
That it was God's will for me to come here first.
啊，为着要养活我们全家人的生命。
To be able to save the lives of our family.
啊，所以这个全地啊，已经过了两年的饥荒。
That although it's been 2 years of famine.
啊，这个饥荒啊，还有五年。
There's still 5 more years.
啊，所以你们现在回去。
So return home.
啊，就要把爸爸把所有的家人啊，通通带到埃及来。
Bring your father and the rest of the family to Egypt.
啊，我要照顾你们的生活，这样。
That I will take care of you.
啊，所以就给他们很多的粮食带回去，啊，又派车子啊，啊，要把他们家人接回来。
So he sent them back with a lot of food to bring their family.
还特别交代他们说，你们在路上不可以相争。
And instructed them to not fight on the way back home.
那他们回来以后啊，跟爸爸讲说啊，约瑟还在。
When they returned home, they told Jacob that Joseph is still alive.
他爸爸以为说这个孩子又在骗他。
And the father, Jacob thought that his sons were tricking
him. 没有办法相信。
He would not believe it.
不过后来看到说啊，他真的带了很多的食物回来，还有派着车子回来。
And then he saw that they came with a lot of food.
他后来就说，就是身形过来了。
That his heart.
所以他就说啊，既然耶稣还在，那我要趁着活着，我要去见他一面。
He said that since Joseph is still alive, while I'm still alive, I want to see him.
啊，所以他们后来就先来到了别示巴的地方。
So they first came to Beer
Sheba. 啊，在那边献祭，向神祷告。
They built an altar to God.
啊，神就指示雅各说啊，雅各，你只管下埃及。
And they told Jacob that they're going to Egypt.
啊，我要跟你同在。
That I will be with you.
啊，然后约瑟啊，他会送你回来，安葬在迦南地。
And Joseph will send you back to be buried in the land of Canaan.
所以，因为这样啊，所以雅各带着全家啊，就到了埃及去地。
Because of this, Jacob brought his entire family to the land of Egypt.
因为约瑟的关系啊，所以让他们住在最好的歌珊地。
Because of the relation to Joseph, they were living in Goshen.
啊，约瑟啊，就在那边啊，照顾他的父亲。
Joseph took care of his father.
啊，把他们安顿在一个相当好的地方。
And arranged for them to live in a very
good
place.
常常去探望他。
And often visited them.
啊，还派自己的医生啊去看望他。
And even sent his own doctors to take care of them.
后来这个雅各年纪大了。
Afterwards, Jacob was old.
他就叫耶稣说：“你要对我起誓。”
And told Joseph,
你不可以把我葬在埃及地。”
You cannot bury me in Egypt.
你要把我带回到这个迦南地。”
You must bring me back to the land of Canaan.
啊，葬在祖先的那个坟地麦比拉洞里面。”
To bury me with my ancestors.
啊，当然了，约瑟也遵照他的父亲呢、啊，啊，就遵照父亲的话、啊、就后来就把他送回到迦南地埋葬。
Joseph obeyed what his father said and sent him back to Canaan to be buried.
所以雅各在埃及地啊，从130岁到147岁啊，啊有最后17年啊，啊能够安享晚年。
Jacob spent his last 17 years in Egypt.
啊，虽然儿子在那边当宰相，他也可以享受荣华。
Although his son was the governor, he was also.
那我们看到说啊，他人虽然在埃及地啊，但是他的心啊是向往神应许的迦南地。
We saw that although Jacob was physically in Egypt, his heart was in the land of Canaan.
所以法老后来也派大臣哦、长老啊啊陪着他们把雅各的尸体啊送回迦南地埋葬。
Joseph arranged for Jacob's body to be brought back to the land of Canaan to be
buried. 这个雅各死了以后
，After Jacob passed away，
约瑟的哥哥啊，良心更不安。
Joseph's brothers, their hearts were uneasy.
他们想说啊，过去我们陷害约瑟。
They thought that in the past we hurt Joseph.
那可能是爸爸还在，所以他不敢对我们做什么。
Maybe it was because our father was still here, Joseph.
所以现在爸爸不在了。
But now that Jacob was not here,
所以他一定会啊，好好的来报复我们。
Joseph might seek revenge.
啊，所以他们就啊彼此商量啊，派人去跟约瑟讲。
So they discussed and they sent someone to go talk to Joseph.
他说啊，爸爸还在的时候，叫你不要报复他们。
He said that while our father was still here, that he didn't seek revenge.
那我们看到约瑟啊，听了他哥哥的话以后啊，他就哭了。
But we see when Joseph heard his brother's words, he cried.
啊，就是约瑟啊，圣经里面讲约瑟最后一次哭。
This was recorded in the Bible the last time that Joseph cried.
因为他的哥哥们啊，以为他会来伤害他们。
Because his brothers thought he would harm them.
哦，我们最后看创世纪五十章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章十九节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 19。
五十章十九节。
Verse 19。
耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”二十节。
20。
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。三十一节。
21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话来安慰他们。哦，这里讲到说约瑟，约瑟的哥哥一方面，派人去跟他求情。
Here it says that Joseph sent people to comfort his brothers.
啊，这些哥哥们说，求你饶恕我们。
And his brother said to show mercy
to us. 哎呦，俯伏在耶稣面前说，我们都当你的仆人好了。
And in front of Joseph said that we will be your servants.
因为他们很害怕。
Because they were afraid.
啊，那个耶稣说啊，你们不要害怕。
But Joseph said, do not be afraid.
虽然你们想要害我。
Although you want to harm.
耶稣很清楚嘛，他哥哥是要害他的。
Joseph was. It was very clear that his brothers wanted.
那他知道说啊，虽然你们想要害我。但是神的意思更好。
Although you wanted to harm me, but God's will was even greater.
神借着你们把我出卖了，啊，让我来到埃及。
Because you sold me and allowed me to come to Egypt.
是要保守我们全家人的生命。
It was to preserve the lives of our family.
啊，让我们啊不会在那个饥荒当中啊为饥荒所累。
So we will not suffer during the famine.
他说为着要成就今日的光景。
In order to save everyone.
那所以，既然是出于神的旨意呀。
Because this is the will of God.
啊，所以他不纪念他哥哥的那个恶了，就是不纪念哥哥想要害他。
So he did not remember the evil and the fact that his brothers.
反而用神的慈爱来对待他们。
But instead, he used God's love to receive them.
他说：“我会照顾你们跟你们的妇人孩子。”
Said, I will take care of you and your wives.
啊，所以你们主管安心的住在歌山地的地方。
So live in Goshen with peace.
所以耶稣用了很多啊亲爱的话来安慰他们。
Joseph used words of love to comfort them.
所以我们看到说这个耶稣的一生啊。
If we look at Joseph's entire life.
啊，虽然有一些啊困苦的环境。
Although he faced suffering,
但是造就他一个非常完美的品格。
This created a more complete person.
操练以后啊，成为一个神非常贵重的器皿。
After sufferings, God created a more complete person.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's look at a verse.
创世纪四十九章。
Genesis chapter 49.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
创世纪四十九章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 22.
耶稣是多结果子的树枝，是犬旁多结果子的枝子。他的枝条探出墙外，弓箭手向他射苦害，将他苦害，向他射箭，逼迫他。二十四节。
Verse 24.
但他的弓能救坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷。这是因为以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石。就是雅各的大能者，二十五节。
25.
你父亲的神必帮助你，那全能者啊，必将天上所有的福、地里所藏的福、 以及生产乳养的福都赐给你。
26节。26.
你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山林聚集的边界。这些福啊，必降到耶稣的头上，临到那以弟兄迥别之人的头上。哦，这个是雅各在年老的时候为他一个儿子祝福。
These are the blessings that Jacob gave to each of his sons when he was old.
啊，这个祝福的时候啊，都带着预言到将来他们要神要成就的事情。
All these blessings, touched upon the things that will happen in the future.
雅各说啊，耶稣是一个多结果子的树枝。
Jacob said that Joseph is a fruitful.
啊，这个枝条上面呢、啊，结了满满满满的果子。
And this bow will be very fruitful.
啊，这个枝条很大，又探到墙外去。
That these branches will run over the wall.
啊，所以耶稣的美德啊，不只是对以色列家，还让全埃及啊啊当地的人呐、啊、都得到益处。
So Joseph not only helped his family, but also everybody in the.
耶稣虽然曾经受苦。
Although Joseph previously suffered.
说好像那个射箭的一直跟他射箭。
That it is like an archer.
啊，但是啊，神让他非常敏捷啊啊，他人家的箭越射啊，他越刚强。
But God strengthened the arms of his hands and made him strong.
说因为有神呐、啊，大能主做他的磐石，做他的帮助。
That because of God, that God was his shepherd.
啊，所以神就把天上地上各样的福气啊啊，就是给他。
So God gave him all the blessings of heaven above.
啊，就是一个非常非常啊美好的一个啊故事哈、啊。
And this is a very beautiful story.
啊，所以我们看到说，耶稣啊有一个非常完美的一个结局。
And we can see that Joseph had a very complete ending.
我们来唱诗355首。
Let's sing hymn 355.
355。
355.